BBC News with Jerry Smith. Ukraine's acting president Oleksandr Turchynov has called on Ukraine's security agencies to relaunch what he called anti-terrorist measures in eastern Ukraine. Mr. Turchynov said the mutilated bodies of two men have been found outside the town of Slovyansk, which is under the control of pro-Russian forces. Steve Rosenberg reports.
In a statement on the website of Ukraine's parliament, Mr. Turchynov said that terrorists had taken Donetsk region hostage and had begun to torture and to kill Ukrainian patriots. Crimes, he said, which had been carried out with the full support of Russia. Mr. Turchynov announced that two bodies had been discovered near the town of Slavyansk. He claimed they'd been brutally tortured. One of the victims is said to be a local politician from the town of Gorlovka.
The American Vice President Joe Biden, who's in Kiev, has said that Russia must stop talking and start acting to defuse the Ukraine crisis. The US Vice President's visit is designed to show Washington's strong backing for Ukraine's interim government. Members of the US House Foreign Affairs Committee are also visiting the region. One member of the delegation, Congressman Elliot Engel, said it was important that ties between Ukraine and Western nations remain strong.
We believe that the United States and Ukraine have a future together, and the United States wants to encourage Ukraine to take the path of democracy. We are very heartened by what we saw with people getting up and throwing off the yoke of repression. And we believe the Ukraine's future is in the West, and we want to keep Ukraine looking westward rather than eastward.
The founder of Russia's largest social network site, VKontakte, has fled the country after being forced out of his job by the security services. Pavel Durov, whose site is regarded as the Russian version of Facebook, said that allies of President Putin had taken over the network. Tom Esselmont reports from Moscow.
Ominously, Mr. Durov says he was asked to hand over the identities of VKontakte users who had played a role in the Maidan protests in Ukraine earlier this year. It's something he refused to do, saying he would never betray his clients. Mr. Durov, who had already tendered and then apparently rescinded his resignation, says he read about his final dismissal from the company in the media. He says he now has no plans to return, and so he joins a growing number of journalists, opposition activists and other critics of the Kremlin, opting to leave Russia in the face of what are seen as tighter controls on freedom of expression in the country.
The United States says it's deploying 600 troops to Poland and three Baltic countries which border Russia to fulfill what Washington calls its commitment to its security obligations in Europe. A Pentagon spokesman said the troops would start arriving on Wednesday and would take part in what he called bilateral exercises. World news from the BBC. All climbing on Mount Everest is said to have come to a halt 4 days after an avalanche killed 16 Sherpa mountain guides. Sherpas at Everest Base Camp are said to be discussing the latest government offer of compensation for the families of their colleagues. The Nepalese authorities increased the proposed sum after Sherpas had rejected an initial offer of $400 to each family. The United States and countries bordering the Pacific have reached agreement on a code of conduct at sea that's designed to reduce the chance of accidental clashes. With tensions high between China and neighbouring countries over disputed islands, the agreement is designed to increase communication between ships in crowded shipping lanes. France has condemned an Islamist militant group in Mali, which has announced the death of a French hostage kidnapped in November 2012. The group, an offshoot of Al-Qaeda, told the French news agency that Gilberto Rodriguez Leal was dead because France was their enemy. The Vatican has dismissed allegations that Pope John Paul II turned a blind eye towards one of the Church's most damaging sexual abuse scandals. David Willey is in Rome.
The priest in charge of the canonization process of the late Pope shrugged off accusations that the new saint failed to grasp the seriousness of the sexual abuse crisis that became public knowledge in the last years of his pontificate. Pope John Paul will be declared a saint on Sunday at a Vatican ceremony expected to attract more than 1 million people. He's been fast-tracked to sainthood only 9 years after his death, an all-time record. Since John Paul's death in 2005, embarrassing details have leaked out about the extent of one particular clerical sexual abuse crisis which caused serious harm to the Church's image.